As well as that, as well as the fundamental substances, we can make a diagnosis using the yin and yang. And yin, we could talk about someone being yin deficient, and this is described as empty heat. And it manifests in things like hot flushes or night sweats. And it is an empty form of heat compared with something that would be like a full fever. That would be a full heat. This is an empty heat, and we call it yin deficiency. We get a yang deficiency, and this person would be cold in nature. They would feel the cold. The yang is warming the body, so they would actually be, you could look at, you know, this is part of looking again, you can see what they're wearing. If they're wearing thick jumpers and coats, and it's actually quite a nice, warm, sunny day, you might think that they could be yang deficient. Yang can do a couple of other things as well. You can get a condition of yang collapse, and this you'll come across when we look at the heart patterns, because it really forms part of that. It's a little bit equivalent to a modern Western disease, possibly of heart failure. But we'll come back to that one in a little more detail. You may have heard as well about yang rising. And this is, again, you'll come across this several times throughout this year. And in particular, we'll talk about yang rising because it's very much related to headaches and migraines in particular, where the yang rises to the head, causing the symptoms of migraine. As well as yin and yang, we have conditions affecting the jing, and we have a jing deficiency. This would be where there's perhaps a premature aging, where the jing or your life essence is now becoming deficient. Now, it can either be through inheritance or lifestyle choices. And what happens is that there'll be some sort of signs of say, to use the best word, the premature aging. This is an aging deficiency.